Well, first of all, let me tell you that what we've done is we found 43 names of people that were killed or died in Vietnam that have some relationship to the seven-county area around Brazos County. And so that's our criteria for listing names on the monument. We're going to have an engraved monument. It's going to have the history of Vietnam. It's going to have the names by county of each person and that died that had either entered the service from here, from our area, or their family was here and stayed here while they were in Vietnam.
That's neat. How long has it taken them to put this project together?
Well, we've been working on it. I've been in there about 6 or 7 years. We've been working on it for about 5 years. And this is a little different than the one, well, it's not a little different. It's a lot different from the one in Veterans Park because that's a replica of the of a helicopter, which I was a helicopter pilot. I'm glad to see that. But this is a way to remember the individuals from this area. So their relatives later on, grandkids and nieces, nephews and all that later on can see their name in writing in a prominent place.
All right. Well, would you please tell me about the ceremony?
Yeah, the ceremony is, November the 3rd. That's a Sunday afternoon at 2:30. And it will be in front of the Claremont's Library in downtown Bryan. And we'll post the colors, and we'll have some political figures to make speeches. And we'll have, right now, we have about 50 family members that are supposed to be here that are related to the people that we're going to engrave the names on the wall for. And we'll have some, you know, normal patriotic speeches and National Anthem Pledge of Allegiance. And then right before the thing is over, we'll unveil the replica of the monument. It'll be, we call it a groundbreaking, but it's really an unveiling of the replica right there on site.
Okay, when you say replica, that means this is sort of a mock-up of how it's going to be?
Absolutely, exactly right. We'll have a wooden mock-up with everything we envision to be on there, and the wording and all that's going to be inscribed will be on there also.
All right. Well, is there anything else people need to know about it?
Well, if there's anyone that thinks they would be eligible to have their relative or that was killed in Vietnam engraved on the monument, I think I sent a list of the people we have right now in the press release. So if they're interested, please give me a call at 979-229-7805.